Dakle, Isus bio s nama.
Jesus was with us. And he spoke with our language about us.
Govorio ljudskim,
spoke in the human, simple way,
slika I metafora,
full of images and metaphors about what we are, what we are life like.
Teachers,
are we? He was saying that because he knew what we are like, but even more important because he knew that we need his word
da mi sami sebe spoznamo.
To know ourselves.
Ne bismo znali tko smo I kakvi.
Because without his word we would not know what we are like this way.
Ili crkva, crkvene izbor ovog
the church, the gospel gives us two images that take us into our own interior, that show us what we are, who we are. The first image speaks about the heart, the second image speaks about the light. Both heart and the light are metaphors, images about what we are inside, what we are like as creatures. In the heart of these images we have sentence of Jesus. Indeed, where your treasure is, there you will have your heart too. As if he says, heart always knows where his treasure is. Heart is always standing close to its treasure. Heart is always going to be where his treasure is. If you do not know what your treasure is, then you need to look at where your heart is. If you do not know what your treasure is, ask yourself, what is the last thought that I go when I go to sleep? What do I dream of? What do I wake up with? Ask yourself where, now, and how your heart is reacting, because the heart always knows where the treasure is. But that is still not enough to know ourselves. Because if the heart is making a sound where the treasure is, that still doesn't mean that the heart knows how to achieve that. There are ways how we fool ourselves. Like faithful have a simple way of understanding the Holy Scripture. And for this sentence, where your treasure is, your heart is going to be. There is a simple story from the life of one Franciscan, of Saint Anthony of Padua, who was called Saint of the whole world. And they said in the short lines,
anegdotama koje ni ne moraju biti istinite,
does not need to be the truth, but in their symbolic way they describe something important, whether it is for life. The Saint Anthony, they say that he was leading a funeral once.
Donijeli mrtvo tijelo na grob, rekao,
then to relatives he said, you are burying the member of your family, but his heart isn't here. His heart is at home. Open the treasure at the house and there you'll find the heart. And the relatives went home and soon they opened the case where there was gold and they found still the heart that was beating. It was image. But this image says something important about us. We can take one direction. We can speak about one thing. One direction of our life, and our heart is going to be somewhere else. We can be at the altar as priests. We can show where, with our gestures, that is what we like. But our heart is going to be completely at a different place. We, for instance, can stand in the embrace of a woman or man, and we can say to her or to him, you have my heart, I love you, but my heart is going to be at a different place. We as faithful can say, yes, I love God, yes, I'm giving everything to God, I'm very close to His altar, but my heart can be very different place. This image of a dead man whose heart remained touched with his gold, with the treasure that he was storing, and his body was already in the grave, speaks and says that how it is possible for us to be divided, that we may convince ourselves in the world that we know where our heart is, and our heart can really be at a different place. That brings us to the point of asking ourselves a completely simple question: who decides where my heart is going to be? If it is correct that my heart is just reacting by itself to this or to that, then my heart still does not decide about me, but I decide about my heart. And we know in our lives that in a certain moment we give our heart to someone. We do that. We give our heart to one person. We give our heart to the certain profession, to the certain hobby, to the certain interest. But we give our heart. That is what Jesus speaks about, parables. We bring decisions what we are going to give our hearts to. And there we can be fooled. Therefore, Jesus says, do not store up treasure for yourself on earth, because we can do that. We can give to the earthly treasure, our heart. Our heart is unusual, because if I give my heart to the earthly treasure, then my heart does no longer exist for the other. Why Jesus cares that we do not give heart to the treasure on earth? Because it says the treasure on earth, it can be rooted by, it can be eaten by the moth. The treasure on earth is not permanent. It disappears. The other creatures can take it away. The treasure on earth loses its value, and even worse, the treasure on earth can turn other people into thieves, and they can steal that away from me. Everything that I consider to be treasure on earth, everything is fragile. That is why it requires immense strength from me, that it doesn't go away, that it's not stolen away from me, and all of my strength and my time will be in me ensuring something that I cannot assure. How much treasure, earthly treasure, has been destroyed, and how much more people have been destroyed because of the care for the earthly treasure. How much strength and time has gone into the care about the treasure that disappeared? It has gone to someone else. It was destroyed by itself, or it destroyed my life from the overcare for that treasure. Since we are capable of doing that, Jesus says, don't do that. You can do it in a different way. You can get the treasure for yourself in heaven, or use other treasure that's not from this world. And you can give your heart to that treasure. The moth cannot do anything to that. The time cannot do anything to that treasure. And the thieves cannot steal that, nor the woodworms. Whatever you gather in heaven, that belongs to you forever, always. But it is unusual with the treasure in heaven that everything that belongs to you belongs to everyone at the same time. Because the treasure in heaven is not like earthly treasure. It exists only if I share it. It exists only if it circulates like a free giving. There, where your treasure is, your heart is going to be. Perhaps the most simple question that refers to us is, where is my treasure? Where is my heart? And the other image that helps us understand ourselves is the image about the eye and the lamp. There we have a very archaic speech. Jesus says, I is a lamp to the body. In the other words, if we go around the earth, we can do that only because we see. If I can be oriented, if I can look at the world, if I can get around in the world, it is because I have open, clear eyes. Clear my eye is, I will find my way in a better way. But that is only comparison for the other eye, for the other light that is more important to Jesus. After he said, if your eye is diseased, your whole body will be darkness. In the other words, if you do not see well, you cannot get your own way around. But then the more important person coming, if the light is in you that is dark, how much more there would be darkness. That is the image that says now, in our interior, there is the light towards which I'm going to place my life. According to that, there is a principle, goodness, something similar, like a treasure towards the heart. That is essential for me to arrange my home. According to that, what kind of light is that? It is pretty simple, but it is also a very profound question. It is not easy to respond to that. Which is the basic principle of my life? Which is the basic feeling beneath my whole life? What do I do to align myself? What is the basic good that I give my time to, my strength to? Where are the elements that determine my relationship, my speech, my time? What is the grounds of that? Christ knows it can be light, but he also knows it can be dark and light, it can be darkness. If the basic principle is dark, everything else is going to be dark. If I, for a basic principle of my life, if I place revenge, spies, displeasure, I place anything that is dark, everything is going to be dark. It is impossible not to be dark. So as much as the care is important for the heart that seeks and asks for its treasure, it is also extremely important to discover which is the light that has been turned in me. Is the light on or it's turned into darkness? We know that Christ said for himself that he is the light of the world. For us, it is not hard to hear that, to understand that, to accept that. But we care, extremely care. We can enter our own interior and we can see with which light, with which basic emotion my life has been guided. Because I decide about that. Because I can bring into my interior God's light. I am not a victim of any emotion, of some accidental events in my life or my past. I can consciously desire for God's light to burn into my interior. And then again, completely simple question, which light is in my interior? Or invitation that we feel from these words of God, that we let go that to be the light. Because when he enters into our home, then I see the world in a different way. I understand myself in a different way. And it is easier for me to see where is my treasure that I'm able to give my heart to. May God give that tonight's encounter with him may for us be discovery where our heart is, which is our true treasure, and which is that we bring our lives and relationships on. Amen.